The Risk Behind Amazon. Welcome back. Today we are looking past the massive retail giant we know as Amazon to examine its rocky beginnings. It is often remembered as an overnight success story, but that completely misses the point. In 1994, Jeff Bezos was not a starving computer programmer looking for a big break. He was a highly successful Wall Street analyst with a comfortable lifestyle. But a single statistic caught his attention. Internet usage was exploding by 2,300% a year. To a data analyst, staying in a comfortable job felt like the more dangerous choice. Bezos used what he called a regret minimization framework, which basically meant making decisions so that his 80-year-old self wouldn't look back with a sense of missing out. He settled on books as his initial product. This was a purely strategic move, not a personal passion. Bezos recognized that physical bookstores faced a major structural limit: shelf space. No matter how large a store was, it could only stock a tiny percentage of the millions of books in print. A digital catalog, however, had no physical boundaries. He left New York for Seattle to tap into the city's tech talent pool and its proximity to a massive book distributor. Operating out of a garage, he secured a $250,000 investment from his parents. This wasn't spare change, it was the bulk of their retirement fund. Bezos gave them a 70% chance of losing it all, simply stating the realistic survival rate for internet startups back then. When Amazon launched in 1995, customer demand was huge, but profits were non-existent. For years, the company bled cash. Wall Street experts openly mocked the company, writing articles about Amazon.toast and predicting that traditional retail giants like Barnes and Noble would launch their own websites and easily reclaim the market. But Bezos played a long game that deeply annoyed his investors. Rather than pulling out profits to reward shareholders, he reinvested every dollar of revenue into massive fulfillment infrastructure and software development. Amazon didn't report its first profitable quarter until the very end of 2001. The profit was a tiny $5 million on over $1 billion in revenue. Statistically, it was barely a scratch, but psychologically, it changed everything. It proved the model worked, setting the stage for a company that would eventually reshape global commerce.